Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and evening to you all. This is one of your hosts, Eileen Powers, and I am thrilled to be with you today. The energies lately have been exciting. I've been on quite a bit of journey lately, and that's been loads of fun. And the energies just have been vibrating and moving up and up and up. Hope you've all been feeling them, and I hope they've all been so positive for you. We're going to have a great show tonight. We're excited to be here with you. We are expecting a guest named Carrie Ann to call in, but I haven't recognized her phone number unless I wrote down the first three digits of it wrong. Then if that's the case, Carrie Ann, go ahead and text DC and or message her, and she'll let me know what the digits are, and I'll pull you on when I see your number come up. And so for now, I'd like to introduce you all to my fabulous co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC. How are you?
I'm great. Carrie, if she comes in, it's 908, Eileen, okay?
All right. I wrote that down, but I haven't seen that one, so I just threw it out there so everybody would know what we were doing when you start giving me, you know, heads-up numbers.
Okay.
You know what you're talking about.
I have a little angel prayer that I was guided to bring forward today. It was written
all
by
right.
Suzanne Carter, and it's entitled An Angel Prayer for Self-Confidence. Dear angel, dear angels, instill in me a humble self-confidence in the skills and passions with which I am blessed. Help me recognize the gifts I can share with those who search for new ways to connect with themselves, with Mother Earth, and with their angels. When I am unsure, bring me the knowledge and strength that I need to step forth into my personal power. Help me keep my feet on the ground and my heart in the heavens so I can be present in this world while remaining fully connected to the spirit of unconditional love. Share with me the understanding that while I am blessed with many gifts, the more I share these gifts, the more that they grow. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Woohoo! Thank you.
It's not long, believe it or not, it's not long, but it's just a tiny little one. So,
well, that's okay. You know, so much of what we do when we ask for your messages, and so much of what you do when you actually create for yourself, is set an intention. And basically,
yes.
When, you know, DC brings on those prayers, she is setting a stage and setting a place. And basically, you're creating space for that energy and that thought, or holding, also referred to as holding space for that. And so we set that intention with that, our heart. You know, of course, our minds do the thinking, but, you know, energetically, thoughts comes from our hearts. That's where things are initiated, is when we feel something and then we form a thought about it. And so so for tonight, we, DC and I, and the energies all around us, want you each to set an intention. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask us to breathe with that, because breathing is just a way of setting things, you know, like, you know, putting it in is taking that moment to take space, to take time, to set aside that space for that. So let's go ahead and we'll just take in a couple of nice deep breaths. And it's easiest for those that are fairly new at this to do it at about the count of four, maybe possibly five, and then out on the count of four or five. And I often have you breathe in and out rhythmically. Tonight, I want you to bring it to the top, hold it, bring it in for five, count for five, let it out for five. We'll do that rhythm for tonight. So first breath, breathe in, count for five, and release for five. One more breath, breathe in for five, hold, and out for five.
do that one last time, really thinking about that intention that we've set for ourselves tonight. Breathe in. Hold. Release. With that release, let out everything that isn't serving you and only hold on to that intention for now. With that, we are going to we can go ahead and start taking callers. I'd like to go ahead and caller from 209 area code. 209, welcome to Angel Antics. And what is your name?
My name is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. I am very fine. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm glad I was able to get in.
Fantastic. Well, you called in a bit early because your number had been kind of, I can tell by the time. So we're glad you called in, and you have a question for us tonight.
Just to know what my loved ones have for me.
All right, that's enough. Well, let's see what they have. DC, are you ready? I'll let you go first.
Oh, okay, Eileen. When you were talking, you were breaking up a little bit, so I'm just hoping that our line is clear.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here, DC.
Okay, and what is the name of our caller, hon? I didn't catch your name there.
Lisa? This is Lisa. Yeah.
Lisa. Hello, Lisa. This is DC. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you.
Okay, you know what, Lisa? I'm getting that you sort of smell different things. And, you know, that's one of the clairs that you have. You know, it's called clair olfactory, and that's to be able to smell. Do you smell different things when spirit is around?
Yes.
Yes, you
do,
correct?
I do. Yes.
I'm also seeing pets, and I believe they're in spirit. I'm seeing like a darker colored dog and a lighter colored maybe kitten. Okay, and I'm getting a woman in spirit that may have passed possibly like from an illness, but I think it may have been cancer.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm trying to see, you know, like, okay. And you also, not only do you smell things, you see things, Lisa. The angels are showing me. And this woman connects with you in your dreams is what I'm getting. Okay, and she's saying, Lisa, what about, you know, you do so much for everybody, Lisa, and, you know, but you don't take time to do for yourself in the same way.
Yeah, I don't.
So just take a little bit of time just for you, you know. Do something, you know, nice that you would do for someone else. Why not take that time and just do it for you, okay? Give yourself permission. You truly deserve it. Okay? Now, who is this woman? Like I said, I'm just getting like a woman and stuff, but you do connect with her in your dreams, is what she's saying. She connects with you like during your dream state.
The only one both of my grandmas passed away. I didn't know either one of them, but I know one of them did die of cancer.
Okay, so it's a grandmother. Like I said, I got cancer. It was a woman. I don't know if these are your pets or her pets, but I see a dog and a cat in spirit.
Yeah, probably hers. I'm not a very...
Okay. And she's saying that, you know what, you're a very outgoing and sociable person, she's saying. She said that at times she just amazes me because then she's like almost like a turtle in a shell. You just go back in that shell.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, she said she's very, very outgoing, but all of a sudden she's like a little turtle in a shell.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I did that.
Okay. So I'm getting she's coming in with a man, and I don't believe it's like a grandfather. I believe it was like maybe like a friend of hers, a friend of the family that is coming in.
Okay.
And he's saying, Lisa, you know that you have so much help from those on the other side, that you do know that.
Wow.
Because your family, and I see like there's a lot of family around you, and quite often you do get helped by spirit, and it's your family on the other side.
Okay, good.
Okay, I mean, you should feel that. But your grandmother's stepping back, you know, in again, and she's saying that, you know what, that your family on the other side, they are so proud of you, hon, okay?
Okay.
She's saying, you know, over, I don't know, like if it was the past couple of months or a year or so, that you've really, you know, you've really been getting into your spiritual journey, and you're doing a great job.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm just seeing like a little party taking place. What is going on? There's going to be a special day coming up. Is it a birthday? Is it, you know, like another kind of special day? Because I'm seeing like, you know, people sitting around and they're having a good time. And, you know, it's like a party, you know, party atmosphere.
Well, in June, it's my birthday, mine and my twins, and one of my twins is going to graduate, so.
Because I was just going to ask you about graduation. I heard birthday or graduation, so actually maybe it's like a celebration of both?
Yeah, it is, of both.
Okay, and your grandmother's saying she's so proud of the both of you, you know, and your family's on the other side, they're going to be there with you, whether you invite them or not, honey, they're going to be there at that party. They're not going to miss it.
Oh, I figured,
okay.
Sometimes I could feel them. They like,
okay,
to be,
but your grandmother's saying before she leaves, she's wanting to tell you, you've got to be more open to receiving, hon, because you give so much more than you receive.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And she's saying if you want to go forward on your journey, you've got to be able to receive as much as you give, hon. Okay? And she wants you to take that to heart. Okay? And, you know, she loves your giving nature, she's saying, but you need a little balance. She's saying even between, like, the physical and, like, the spiritual realms, the world, she said you need a little bit more balance, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying my beautiful granddaughter has magical power.
Okay.
And I sort of see you, Lisa, like with one foot on the earthly plane and the other foot is sort of like stepping on heaven. So you sort of have the ability, you know, to stay, you know, between the two worlds there.
Okay.
And you have beautiful psychic abilities. I don't know if you realize that.
No, I just have those sometimes deja vu kind of things where like, oh, I already did it. So.
Okay,
but.
So. Saying you need to meditate more, and she's saying, you know, work on this area because this is going to be really important to you. And she's pointing to your third eye, and that's the area between your two physical eyes.
Okay.
Okay? The third eye chakra. And she's saying, you know, what you're looking for is available to you now. And you're a very intuitive person, okay? That you've been receiving messages. You've been getting these messages, you know?
Okay.
And she's saying, you know, you're intuitive. Like when you feel something, she's saying, listen, because it is valid and it is in alignment with your divine course, okay?
Okay.
So also I have to ask you, she's showing me hands. She's putting hands up and she's directing them towards you. Do you practice Reiki or any kind of energy healing? Because she's saying that, you know, that you would benefit from doing so, some kind of energy work.
No, I've just been doing what you've been telling me to do, like just to go outside and meditate.
Okay. Well, just see if that resonates with you, hon, you know, the Reiki, because I am getting that you know, your grandmother brought that to my attention, that you are a healer, okay?
Okay.
And
should
just, you know, check out the different modalities of healing, and then you could see, you know, what resonates with you. But I feel like you're going to be going into the healing arts, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome, honey.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was fantastic. What I have for you, Lisa, is a little bit similar to some of the stuff DC was giving you, but maybe not. I don't know. I have trouble remembering as I'm working through this. Because, it doesn't really come from me, so that's why I kind of separate from it. What I have for you is right now, it is really time for you to reevaluate and really review some facts in your life. And I feel that this has do with the area of a relationship. I've got two cards here that are about, I mean, one of them, I'll just read them. They're both, one of them said a relationship that continues to grow closer through forgiveness will come to a positive resolution or a conflict. And the other one basically says relationships develop to a new level. Trust your intuition and care for yourself and others. Those are supported by a major arcana card that says review and evaluate a favorable assessment of the facts. It may be time to move into a new direction. And also take time to heal. And because there's going to be a need for forgiveness for yourself and for others. So
okay.
I don't know if those make sense to you, but they all were like in one grouping. And so
okay.
It's like one message, and they really do all support each other in that way. I hope it makes sense to you, and that that's a really clear message for you.
Yes,
I don't, you know, I didn't ask, I don't remember if you set an intention or not, or asked, but anyway, there's the answer that you have for that. Now, for you personally,
okay.
on more, you know, on a, in addition to a personal basis, you need, and it may go along with that, and this may be a little bit separate, because I was also kind of agreeing with DC when she talked about you doing a healing modality or something to that effect. Because I also got Melchizedek coming in two places. Now, Melchizedek works with that sacred geometry, the way things line up mathematically here on Earth. As you well know, music is basically mathematics. It is mathematics in vibration. Everything on Earth has a vibrational resonance that can be measured in that way. So with that, I got two different symbols of Melchizedek, which have to do with mathematical alignment, and really taking the energies of that. So like, for example, we see synchronicities in numbers. When you do that, there's, you know, the couple of people out there that you can, you know, type in significance of the number 569, the significance of the number 783, 444, 333, whatever it may be, and you can pull up information on that. So if you see a certain grouping of numbers following through in synchronicity, hop onto the Google and Google it and look it up and see what that message is there for you. They may be sending you messages because you are intuitive. You have a lot of intuition. Those, like you said, deja vu. Deja vu is actually part of when we, there's different planes of existence. And when we move from one plane of existence to another, we may have seen that in a different plane of existence, because in alien and human Earth, do we worry about time? In the other realms, time and space is not part of the equation, and so things can coexist. So you may have seen those things in other places, and so look for the synchronicities in that. Because there also can be messages in that, so they're showing you something. It could be a lesson from a past lifetime that maybe you didn't quite get, and they're trying to reteach it to you by reminding you of the situation. So there's also that. But anyway, right now, for you, it's about getting your priorities in order and, you know, making sure that if you've got projects to work on, it really is time to approach them. You really will be able to accomplish them and have the time and energy to put towards them. But make sure that they're your true priorities. There's also, I see a father around you, a father image, a male image that's with you that wants to help work on these priorities. And what he's saying is, I can't deal with that relationship stuff up on top, but I sure can help her with these priorities. And one of those things that I'm here to tell you is one of the priorities that you need to focus on, which is directly from Melchizedek, is the spiritual law of attraction. You've heard of it. Is that? Can I assume that that's correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
The law of attraction. Have you heard of it? Do you know what I'm speaking of?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, the law of attraction, there was a movie that came out a number of years ago, and it was all about the law of attraction. I can't think of the name of it. DC, do you remember the name of that movie? No?
Not offhand, Eileen.
Oh, okay. It might come to me. But anyway, it was all about, if you type in fact, I could probably do this while I'm talking, is the law of attraction is that like attracts like. And so if you always think negative things, then that's probably pretty much what you're going to draw into you. And if you want
the secret,
every flower. Yes, The Secret. The movie's called The Secret.
Right.
The Secret.
So I suggest you watch, you can Google it. I know the first time I watched it, I paid $4 to watch it, and that was in like 2008. And so, but the law of attraction is, you probably get it off of YouTube for free. Or at least snippets of it, which will give you the idea of what we're talking about here. Anyway, you have the ability to attract in what it is you desire. And like I said, that father, I think it's a grandfather, is there to help you with those priorities. Setting up those priorities, and these three things go together. It's set your priorities. Think of them as already happening. See them already going on in your mind. Meditate for even 1 minute on it per day. And think of all the things you want to do. And draw that into you. If you have a little trouble focusing on it, ask that father or image. I keep thinking it's a grandfather. To ask him to help you draw in the best of what you can draw in. And have it be that what you most desire. Do what it is that you want to do, and you'll no longer work. You will actually just enjoy life. It's then called living, because you're actually doing what you want to do. And that's what I'm hearing is what's in alignment for you right now. And that's the message I have for you, Lisa. I hope
thank
that resonates
you so
with
much.
You.
Yes, it
you're
does.
You're very, very welcome. All right. Well, fantastic. You have a great day, and call us again soon and let us know how things came out for you. All right?
All right. Thank
you.
Eileen, Carrie is with us now. Carrie is online.
All right. Let me scroll down and find her. And you said that's 908. Oh, there she is. Hello, Carrie Ann. Welcome.
Hi,
this is Eileen. And DC's on with us. Thank you for joining us again. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anything for you guys. How's everybody tonight?
Awesome. We're doing great, hon. And even better that you're here. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for taking care of my clients, Miss DC.
It was my honor. They're beautiful.
Everybody's
people.
So happy with you. It's like a little bit of a I got them, and then you get. It's just amazing, when the spirit world comes together, everybody can help each other.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fantastic. That's how it's supposed to work.
It is.
About supporting each other. It's about supporting each other, not worrying about whose client is whose. They come around, they go around, and, they often we each have a little different energy, and so those clients each, have different needs at different times. It all works out.
It does. We rock it. So, as everybody's feeling good, there's a lot of energy. I can feel it tonight. We had a really good show last time, so we're going to kick it again. I got a lot of my peeps, a lot of people that are tuning in tonight that that I haven't really been able to be in communication with for my show when I ended my show. So everybody's kind of really, I linked everything out, all the social media today. So we should, you know, we should have a good show. You guys always rock anyway, so.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We've got just a little bit more than an hour right now, and we really do have quite a few callers pop on. So
yes,
let's work our way through. Let's each give them just a real quick short reading and, you know,
yes,
try to get to as many callers and give everybody as much, you know, as much as we can and as quick as we can. All right. So my next caller has been holding actually since just about the show start. Well, she has been since the show started. And this is from the 918 area code. And I think her name was Karen.
Oh, that's Karen. Okay.
Hi.
I'm here.
Lance.
Hi.
Hi, and what's
hey,
your name?
Hi, how you doing?
Karen.
Hi, Karen.
All right.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good, good. You're feeling
right,
good. Your energy's pretty good.
Karen, do you have a Karen, do you have a question for us tonight?
Oh, I had I have a friend that I'm sharing my one of my angels with, and I just I wondered about that, if that was okay for a while, and I think I'm feeling it's okay to do that. She needed a new angel because she lost one and her other one was a negative entity, and
you know what? I'm going to say, this is CC. The first thing I want to tell you is that the angels can help so many people at the same time. So, you know, extending the courtesy of having one of your angels go over and help someone else, that's a beautiful thing. And I see that you have a magnificent divine team from the other side assisting you. Okay?
Yes.
I
feel absolutely blessed to have that many.
You are blessed. And I see that, you know, you've been working hard and the angel of manifestation is with you. So get ready for, you know, a lot of good to come your way, Karen. Okay? And don't be afraid, you know, to speak your truth on, because I'm getting that speaking your truth, okay?
Okay.
Okay, everybody's going to love you. They're going to approve of you because you come from a place of love. You do speak your truth and you're going to empower yourself as you do so, okay? And I'm getting, you know, as we're connecting, you know, there's something going on in your life, and it really needs to be healed right now, okay? So you've got to think of, you know, what it is, and allow the beautiful angels that you have, the healing angels coming in around you. Archangel Raphael, one of our, you know, healing angels, is with you. And he's asking that you close your eyes and feel the love that automatically radiates from your heart, okay? And just trust in the power of love because it's amazing and it can heal. It can heal like any situation, okay? So he's asking that you visualize, you know, all of your relationships and, you know, all the situations in your life, they are being healed right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Karen. And just know that, you know, when I spoke with you last, I think I was telling you, you've got to start, you know, seeing things on a bigger scale, okay? You're sort of still in, like, a small little area, and you've got to dream big, Karen, okay?
Uh-huh.
And just imagine yourself reaching, you know, not like, you know, 20 people, 100 people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people, Karen, okay? And
all
imagine
right.
that you're on the stage, and everybody's just, like, they're waiting to hear what you have to say, and you're so comfortable up there, okay? And, you know, to a certain degree, we do create our reality by what we dream, you know. So you're, like I said, you're encouraged to start dreaming a little bit bigger, okay? And then the angels are going to step in. They're going to guide you. And I'm seeing that, you know, your finances are changing. And I see a lot of money coming your way. I don't know, you know, if you're expecting an inheritance or it's just going to come from some other, you know, some other place. But you're going to have the money that you need. And it's going to be wonderful, okay? So don't be worried about money. Don't be worried about things like that. And I have to say that you have a spirit that keeps coming in. Well, I was trying to give a message here. And who would be the one that was like from the other, if they were on this side, they would be the ones that would be nagging you constantly? Because I'm getting, you know, like.
Probably the one that I got for a birthday gift.
Okay, no, there's a spirit from the other side coming in. It could be, you know, like it could be a grandfather, it could be a mother, it could be a father. But I'm getting this person always like sort of like nagged you a little bit when they were here in your life, okay?
Oh, my grandfather always tells me I need to make budgets.
Okay, is he on the other side or is he here? Because I'm getting, this is a spirit from the other side, Karen, and I'm getting, you know, get it fixed, get it fixed. All I can hear is get it fixed. The first thing that came to my mind was your car. Okay, so have your car checked. Make sure that it's running properly. Next time you stop and, you know, get some gas, have them look under the hood, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over. We have Carrie yet, and we have Eileen, so that's what I'm going to give you, and I'm going to turn you over to the other beautiful ladies, honey, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, honey.
God bless you.
All right, Carrie Ann, you want to go real quick? I'm sorry. Hi, Carrie Ann, are you there? Sorry, I had to. You had a lot of background noise that was coming through, so I have to mute you while she was talking.
Go ahead. I'm gonna turn down everything now. I apologize. I thought I was muted. So okay, all right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Is that better?
Yeah.
I can hear you just fine.
Want to go ahead and give Karen a reading?
Yeah, I'm gonna give her. But I want to call her Karen, not Karen. I just wanted to find out from her, in generally speaking, what was going on as far as I understand. So I have four guardians. I have three family, one doctor. And I just wanted to find out, my dad keeps on talking about the stability, and my grandmother comes in and says the stability of your spirituality. When you were a kid, you were different. Things were different. Things around you were different. I understand. So my dad said you noticed things, you were more alert to things, and you always had this insight. And I don't know where I understand. So it comes from the grandmother side, which is a mother side, he keeps saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you have to do in order to promote yourself and do what you have to do. But what you're seeing is a lot of people around you, and what you're doing is group. So I just want to let you know that if you take it to one step further, and it's so nice that you're sharing your I call them guardians. People call them angels. But my dad said that sometimes you need to keep everything for yourself because you need it for your own well-being. As far as work and stability and stuff like that, you're definitely great with people. It has to be from your past life, but there's one specific person in your life right now that's in need, in dire strait of being and doing a different way of life. She's been hurt, she's ill, and she has a lot of things that are going wrong with her, and she needs a divine intervention. And I understand, and she's very close to your heart. So I don't know who this is, but my dad keeps, and my grandmother now comes in and keeps on saying that it's somebody that's very close to you. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I didn't want to speak her name on the radio.
No, you don't have to. But I'm just going to let you know you're doing the right thing. You're getting what you have to get to, I understand. And my grandmother keeps on saying that you're getting where you have to go with her, but there's a health issue here, sweetheart, because I have a doctor.
Okay.
And it's definitely. What a part of the fact that she needs to take the better nutrients. She's low on everything. She hasn't really taken care of herself in the right doctor way. It's to go get medical attention. And I understand. So it's more of a lower abdomen. It's stress. It's everything. And she does not sleep. So
okay.
There's a lot of things that are going. I understand. So and she has what is called sleep apnea. And she has to definitely. Go get medical attention, and I don't know if you have to force her care or do what you have to do to take her, but she needs it immediately. I just got to let you know. I had to say
that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And we can send all of our love and all of our blessings to her, but you were in her life, you were put in her life for a reason, and you're going to make sure that she's okay. Let them do her lower abdomen because there's something going on with that. And he talks about a gallbladder. He talks about something that's really going on down there. And it's been a long time coming.
Is this person on vacation?
Yes.
Is she on vacation now?
Yes.
Okay.
But somebody needs to address this, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very important.
She made an appointment.
Yeah, I understand that already, but that I don't know if that, everyone keeps on saying that. That's my doctor says that it's not the right doctor. She's going to need the specialist. So I
okay.
just I don't know what insurance plan she has or what's going on because they're saying it sometimes could be financial, but she needs to start taking care of herself and lower and when she there's,
oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot of personal yeah there's a lot of personal things here that's going on also with her. So she's kind of got a whole big rut. She's in, like, the rabbit hole, it's called. And I get it. I know it. I know it very well. So I just need to address this with you. It's very urgent that it gets done and you reach out. And
okay.
I just wish her the best. Okay, sweetheart? And you keep doing what you do and learn your spirituality and get outside and go get yourself a good teacher and a mentor and make sure that you start helping people also. But you are first also. You got to love yourself before you can love others, you know? So that's from Karen.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I'm going to give you over to Eileen.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Karen. All right. Well, I asked the direct questions of what you wanted to know, which was it okay for you to lend your friend your angels? And they said yes, that was okay that you lent your angels to your friend. And they said, and then I asked, would your friend be getting a replacement angel soon? And they said no. And I said,
okay.
I asked if you would be getting your angel back soon. And they said no, that you actually have enough for now and that you're
okay.
fine. But your friend needs to kind of keep your angel for a little while longer. So I think
okay.
you passed a baton. I think what you did is you passed a baton of your angel. And I'm not sure that angel will come back to you. That angel may stay with your friend, or that angel may go on to, you know, another party if your friend gets a new angel. But for now, that is your friend's replacement angel, and they're the angel that needs to be with her right now. So you did a great job in choosing which angel to send. I don't know if you asked them for a volunteer or how that worked, but good choice. Good option, and they're fine. Everyone's fine with it. You did just what was meant to be. And that was your
okay.
answer. All right?
All right.
All right, Karen, well, thanks for calling into Angel Antics. We hope to hear from you again soon. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. All right. Our next
yeah.
caller... Our next caller is from the 914 area code. 914, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Kat. Hi, how are you, ladies?
Hi, Kat.
Yeah,
great.
Are
how are you?
Good, thank you. Wonderful.
Well, you get
so
a free for two tonight, Kat. We've got... we've got a new guest with us. Her name is Carrie Ann that we'll get to read for you tonight. Do you have an intention or a question tonight you'd like to ask?
I was wondering if this person, his initials are JS, if he'll work with me.
All right. Let's see what we find out.
Thank you.
Okay, Kat, this is DC. I got a thumbs up from the angels on that question.
Oh, thank you.
I was asking the angels. I heard in my ear a little whisper say, "Ti amo mia bellissima figlia."
Oh,
that means.
Oh, thank you. I love you, my
Ti amo
daughter.
Mia bellissima figlia.
Yeah. I love you, my beautiful daughter. That's amazing.
Oh, okay, because I was wondering what I was saying. Okay, awesome. But I'm getting, Kat, don't focus like, you know, you still have like a little bit of a focus on money. And, you know, just let that go. Because Ginger's coming in. She's saying, girlfriend, the angels are stuffing every pocket you have with money. And you have a jacket that has like 100 pockets in it. And you have money in every pocket, okay?
Okay.
So I do, like I said, I do see the gentleman working. You know, he can work out well with you. And just open, you know, open your heart to receiving. And you are working, you know, from the heart. So... You love what you do, so the money is going to come in, and it's going to, you know, it's going to come in, it's going to follow. Just be, you know, be true, be honest with yourself, and do a little something nice for you. You haven't been doing, you know, something really nice for yourself lately. Okay?
Yeah.
So you deserve to do something nice just for you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, now I'm smelling like something in a kitchen, and it smells delicious. So I don't know if it's a grandmother of yours, or, you know what, or it's your dad, in fact. He's saying no, it's his wife, Lena, you know?
Yeah.
So he just, you know, he's showing me the kitchen, and she's always cooking. And, Kat, I'm going to turn you over now to Carrie Ann. And to Eileen, God bless you, honey.
Thank you. God bless you. Love you so much, GC. Thank you. God bless you.
So do you want me to take it or you want to do it?
Oh, go ahead, Kier.
You sure?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh,
sure,
okay.
Go ahead.
I wasn't sure that if GC had hit on everything, that I just was going to take it a little bit to a level. I get it.
DC,
so,
go ahead. Just whatever you're getting, honey, you know?
No, that's fine. But I just wanted to say that I understand that this person, Kat, is somebody that you want to be with. And I stress from my dad, that you be very careful about your heart, your mind, and your well-being. It's not like I don't have a privilege to say that it's the right person and what you're going to be doing with this person. But you have to keep yourself in yourself protected. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, because sometimes I understand. My grandmother keeps on saying that every time that you get involved with something and do something, you put your heart out there and you put your mind, I understand, and you put your mind out there. It happened in a previous relationship. And what happens is your wall gets higher and higher and higher, and whatever happens, whether it be business, pleasure, or anything else to do with that, you kind of give 110%, and the other person, whoever's with you, no matter if it's a friend, lover, or whatever, doesn't do that because you're higher up than them. So just take yourself, I understand. So take yourself out of the scenario and just go halfway right now. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Because there's something about this, I understand. There's something about the past of this person that still reflects on their well-being. So until they get over that and they get some help for it and do whatever they have to do, you're going to have to wind up, you're just going to have to just always love yourself, Kat, please.
Okay.
Take yourself first. Finally, take yourself first, okay? I don't have a lot of time with you. If I did, it would be a whole different way because all of them are talking. But also the fact is that, how old are you?
I would rather not say, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine. No, I just wanted to make sure that you understood the whole situation where at the time of your life where there's times that you need different tests done and different things done, that's all. You don't have to say, but it's time that you – I know that you're looking at the future and looking at your well-being, and especially to do with the mammograms and stuff like that. It's time right now that you section your life out in order to do something different and make sure you take care of your health. It's mandatory.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean. So
yes,
I know we're live, and I don't like to get that personal, but like I said, I have no problem giving you a read on a private level, too. So I just want to wish you well. Please, please, please do not give 110% anymore. Give yourself, because they're yelling at me, all my clients. But, and Aaron said, that's my doctor, said that you definitely need to go and get all those tests done that you're thinking about doing and getting your life in perspective, especially with like mammograms and stuff like that. That's so imperative right now, and you know what I mean. So,
Okay.
So thank you so much and bless you. And hopefully, we'll hear from you soon.
Thank you.
Okay?
God bless you. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Fabulous. Those were both great readings. What I have to tell you is I asked if this person was the right person for you to work with, and I actually got a no, that he really isn't quite the right person. And I'm also hearing to not be too frivolous. Make sure that these are good business decisions. Because if not, you know, things won't work out like you want them to, so on and so forth. Speak your mind with confidence. This is business. This is not personal. We kind of got to set aside our personal emotions sometimes, which have we, you know, sensitives. And I know you are a highly sensitive cat. That we have a tendency to run business with all of our emotions, and sometimes that's not always our best advice. So sometimes we need to seek out professional advice sometimes we need to research these people, you know, someone that we want to work with. It's, you know, the same as an interview. Call, you know, ask for references. Call the references. See how that person really was to work with. See if they're... his personality and the way he worked with others will mesh with your own personality. You know, in upon first meeting someone, we don't always know this. So make sure that you do seek out some professional advice if you really want to move forward to work with this guy. I would do some, you know, a little bit of research on him and find out, you know, get together your own ideas. But I definitely see an exciting new opportunity come up for you, and really moving ahead in your own career is really, really up to the point where it's going to be life-changing for you right now. So know that you have the ability to attract all this into you, and that's what it is you setting the intentions. Like you said, you do your meditations, you go outside, you connect with nature, you try to do the work on a regular basis, which is what counts. So know that you are and have every bit of ability you have and are attracting all of this into you. It is all about your artistic expression, as we well know. But that's absolutely what I'm getting, is artistic expression. And you know, take that time to meditate with yourself. This section is what's moving you ahead to be who you are. You know, the first section is what's going to be happening. The second section is really about how you're aligning it. And you are aligning it with that law of attraction. You really are aligning it with your own spiritual or artistic ability that you tap into, your connective intuition that runs with your artisticness. And make sure that you take that time to meditate. And that is the message they have for you right now, Kat. I hope that resonates with you as well as the other readings from the other ladies.
Yes, thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you too, Eileen.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
I love you all.
Love you.
Thank you so much for all
right.
You do for the all you ladies.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. All right. Now, our next caller is from if I can find it, where to go? There it is, 740. 740, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, ladies. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you? We have Carrie with
you,
us Miley? Tonight. Would you like a reading from her?
Yeah, I would. Last week, DC kept smelling garlic, which is normally a sign that
yep.
is trying to get through. And last night, boy, somebody was really messing with the board during the show. So was just trying to get in touch with me.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe, you know, Carrie Ann is so connected to spirit and those that are, you know, just crossing, you know, just on the other side of that veil. So hopefully she can clarify that for us. But DC normally goes first. DC, do you have anything for Sue, or do you want to relinquish to Carrie Ann, or
no,
how would you like to do that?
Well, you know what? I do have a little bit. So I have to ask you, did you lose a friend via like a car accident?
No.
Because I'm getting that it was a woman that left before her time. And I sort of feel like it's like a friend. I don't feel like it's a relative. I feel like it was a friend that you lost. And then I'm hearing, I'm fine, please don't worry about me. You know, this might not have been recently. It might have been a while back. But I feel like you had a friend that crossed, and it was from a car accident. That's the first thing that I had gotten.
I had a friend in high school that died in a plane crash.
Okay, maybe a girl, a woman?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a woman coming in is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And I'm just getting for you to have faith. You know, I kept hearing have faith. You have to believe in something that's not yet here for you, Sue, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just, like I said, have faith. It was the next message that I got for you, okay? And then what I got was, okay, are you still like miss? Is it your husband that you're missing really bad? Because I feel like, you know, on some level you're still grieving.
More so for my aunt than my husband.
Okay, because I am getting grief, you know,
yeah,
is what I'm feeling. And
I miss Ray, but I miss my aunt a lot more. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I got that. And then what I'm getting is the angels are coming in, so when they're just showing me your hands, and they're saying, so everything that your heart desires is in your hands. Okay? So you have everything that you're going to need.
Okay.
Okay, but you're holding on to your emotions, and you've got to let them. You've got to let them go.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're so sensitive, and you pick up what everyone else is feeling around you as well.
Yes.
You know, you're beautiful. You're a beautiful, kind-hearted woman. You're so compassionate, and you yourself are a magnificent healer. And you're very empathetic, is what I'm getting.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So Mother Mary is talking about. I don't know, what situation is it that you really, you've got to get in touch with, you know, how you truly feel. You're not being, like, honest with yourself. Okay, so there's some kind of situation that you've really got to, you know, you've got to really connect the truth in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I know what it is.
And just, okay, so just try to understand your feelings and know that you are entitled to what you are feeling, hon. Okay, it's not wrong, it's not right, but you are entitled, okay?
Okay.
So don't pass up those feelings. Just, like, feel them, and then you can let them go. Okay? And you're getting a lot of intuitive messages is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
You need to have a little bit more quiet time to really receive these messages, Sue.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm getting it that you're also in a beautiful cycle of your life right now, so take advantage of it, okay? And
okay.
I'm going to leave it at that, and I'm going to pass you on to Carrie Ann, honey. And thank you for calling in, Sue.
And thank you, sweetie. You have a wonderful night.
You too, honey. Carrie-Anne?
Hey, Sue. Hi, Sue. Thank you so much for getting a read with us today and calling in the show.
Hi,
Carrie-Anne. Oh, you're so welcome. I have four guardians and basically three family and one doctor. And I just wanted to just find out, they place you sitting there in front of something and you're in front of something. What are you doing as we speak right now? I just have to ask you that.
I'm just sitting at the table in the dining room.
Right. Do you have cards around you? To do with that, because I just don't know what's going on here, but they're showing me a whole mass of things that are supposed to be in front of you and what you're supposed to be presenting. And I know that for a fact is that when you bring in spirit and when spirit tries to reach into you, there's just something that you use as far as trying to channel. And there's a lot of things that you need to learn, and a lot I understand. So my dad says that also, you know, you get a lot of ability from those around you, and you get a lot of ability from those that have passed, but the primary one that you're looking to see and receive, there seems, I understand. So there's, I don't get a female. My grandmother keeps bringing in a male. So I just know for a fact that it has to be a relationship to, I keep on getting an echo. Okay. It has to be a relationship to something that you had or was being, and it was a love condition. That's what I'm letting you know. And there's something that coming up, and the strongness about it is when you sleep, and I always call it dead time from 2 to 4. When you sleep, because my grandmother's showing me that they actually come to you. And it's not like even sleeping. You know when you half sleep, Sue, and you're up, and you
yeah.
have those kind of things going on? You get that.
Yeah.
And that's when they try to introduce themselves to you. And I just want to let you know that that person, wow. They bring in a lot. You got a lot,
mm-hmm.
lot of people that are coming through for you. Holy Mother of God. my God. I mean, but, you know, you have, my grandmother says you got to really watch. When you bring them in and you channel them in, make sure that it's not of the dark, but it's more of the light. Because a lot of times they sneak in. You got to be very careful. You got to sage. You got to do all that stuff and make sure that you're always protected. Just so you know,
a lot of protection, and lately I haven't been. So
you haven't, and you're holding on to. I understand. So my grandma said you're holding on. One second. You're holding on to an entity that came through, and I'm going to tell you, it came through probably about a week ago, and it came through in with the grandfather of your father's side, and he just came through, and when they were trying to discuss and speak with you, you went blank, and lately you're just not yourself.
Okay.
And it's more so the fact it's being like a fatigue. And also it got to, and here comes Aaron. It also got to do with the fact of your chemical, you had a little bit of an imbalance going on.
Yeah.
And you just, oh, I know. And there's a lot of things that are around you, and your house got a lot of entity in it. You have a portal that's near your bathroom, and you have a lot of mirrors around you, so you're bringing in left and right. I suggest sea salt. I suggest you get yourself smudging. And you get yourself a nice lavender bath because you got an attachment. So okay. you need to shake it. That's why you're having such a hard time right now, my love.
You need
to really
shake it. Wow, that explains a lot then.
No, you got an attachment. It came in last week, I understand. It came in with your dad's dad, and your dad's dad was a very hard worker, but died way too quick. So I just wanted to let you know, and heart is a big issue in your dad's side, but with mom's side, you got to worry about more diabetes and stuff like that, arthritis, that kind of stuff, because I ache when I'm with you. I'm speaking to you, and I ache. There's times where I just ache. And your headaches, all that kind of stuff, everything needs to dissipate and go away because you need to get rid of this detachment. And I'm sure that DC could help you out and get you all chakraed up because you're all blocked.
Okay.
And it's all about the attachment. So please, please, thank God you called tonight. Thank God. Because I didn't. My dad, my grandma, they're so good with the attachment thing. But also, very important, Erin wants to shout out to me, is that you need to understand, you need to take vitamins, minerals, all that kind of stuff, and you need more water. You got to drink more water. You're very dehydrated because my mouth is very dry speaking with you. You're very, very dehydrated. And you are just not taking care of yourself, Sue. You're not. And the attachment's taken over you, just so you know. Get rid of it.
All right. I will do that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, my love. And I will give you over to the other beautiful woman in the room here.
Thank you so much, Carrie Ann.
You're welcome, honey.
Are you there, Eileen?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I ran out of the room to get a cup of tea, and I muted myself when I was out of the room. I'm so sorry. I just had to have a cup of tea. I was so thirsty. Anyway, what I'm seeing is there's going to be some new opportunities that are opening up for you. And these really have to do really working with the energies, the healing modalities, and so on and so forth. But you have done a job well done so far. You have been working in joy, contentment, and gratitude. That path towards enlightenment is where you're meant to be right now. The world is opening up to you, and events are moving really fast, but delays are over. So know that many things are happening at once. So get your priorities straight, make sure things are in order, make sure you really ask your guides what it is you want to do. What is the next, you know, what's the show me? You know, really ask those hard questions and, you know, those sentences should start with, you know, what am I specifically to do? Show me so I understand what I am to do. But, you know, this choosing peace for yourself is really working for you. I know it's, you know, been a rough couple of years, but right now you really are choosing peace for yourself, and that's what the main thing is. Now, I know you've been working with different energies and so on and so forth. I know you've been doing, you know, like card readings and things like that. Have you looked into doing any classes such as Reiki or Healing Touch, Pranic Healing, anything like that?
I haven't looked into any classes because I just do it naturally. It's something that naturally, but I was thinking
and
I moved
really
into
that, I'm
going to take classes.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm hearing is that is really your life purpose. And you know, if you don't feel you need the class and you can, you know, show people the miracles that happen through what you do and that, you know, you can, you know, have that level of support through that, then, you know, the certificate is just a human thing. It's has to do with, you know, fulfilling the human myth story.
Mm-hmm.
It's really what it is, you know. Humans always have a story, and they're all basically myths. there are stories. They're not necessarily always what's true or what isn't true. They're the story through the eyes of how we see it, which
right.
is our own myth story. So it's our human myth story. But you are really meant to be a healer. So just continue to work towards that way. You need to avoid those situations that are harsh. I agree that you need some clearing. Make sure that you sage your house. Make sure that when, you know, if you've been opening yourself up a lot and have not been closing yourself down afterwards. And that's one of the big tricks is when you open up and work yourself, you know, work with spirit, that when you're at the end of the session, that you close the session. It's for example, if you're doing a clearing and there's an entity and you need them to go to the light, you need them to stop being earthbound and go to the light, you do a spiritual clearing, a spiritual cleansing, and you show that person the light and allow them to go up into the light. Well, with that, you've opened a portal. When that portal is open, anything can come up and down or through that portal.
Okay.
And so, as Carrie-Anne said, when you were as you work with other spirits, additional spirits can attach to those spirits and come through. And so, when you're working with spirit, you need to make sure that you close the portal, and that you ask that nothing that stays with you can harm you, that anyone that came in ill with any ill malice, any ill intentions, must go back, and not they are not to stay with you, and make sure that you clear that space and release that energy. Also know that if you do dramatic work like helping the spirit cross over, that once you've opened a portal, that portal is open for at least 42 hours. During that next 42 hours or 48 hours, you're not really supposed to talk about it, because as you talk about it or anything else to do with spiritual, that portal's open. Things can cross through, and you don't want that to happen. So know that closing those portals are very important, even if it's just a meditative session for oneself. You are opened up at the end. Make sure that you cross your hands in front of you and swipe crisscross at three times, or some people wipe down one arm, wipe down the other arm, cross, and cross their arms over and wipe down their legs to release the energy. So some method of releasing that energy at the end of your sessions is very important, and that's what I have to share with you tonight.
Okay, you had mentioned the cards, Eileen. I haven't been using them lately. Should I go back to using them?
No, not necessarily. I just know that that's one of the things, one of the practices you've used in the past. And
okay.
So... saying, you know, even working with cards, you're still opening a portal.
Oh, absolutely.
So anytime you do any spiritual work, just make sure you, include in your practice closing down. All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
But I have to. All right. Well, you have a good night, Sue. Glad you
thank
called
you,
in.
Sweetie.
We'll talk
you
to you
ladies
soon.
All have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much again.
All right. Bye-bye. Uh-huh. All right. Our next caller is from the 347 area code. 347,
hi.
Welcome to Angel Angels. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. Welcome to our show. And you have a question for us tonight.
Yeah, I'm wondering, I want to pass this test. And I failed it a couple of times, and I'm wondering, should I try to take the test again? Do I need a coach, or is it a reason I'm not passing, like a spiritual reason or something, or is it just the practice way I'm doing it?
Well, let's see what your angels want you to know. DC,
okay.
What do you have for her? What do you have for Keisha?
Yes, Keisha.
Hi, DC.
Hi, sweetheart. When you asked the question, should I take the test, I did get a yes. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let go of the stress that you're holding on to, okay?
And,
you know, having someone help you, like a coach or someone, that wouldn't be a bad idea as well, okay? So with that being said, I have a pair of grandparents coming in, from the other side, and they're watching over you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have a grandmother coming in with a grandfather. And
okay.
The message that they're bringing, they're telling you about love coming your way, and they're not talking about your test. Okay? I'm just letting you know. It's more juicy than this test stuff they're saying, okay? But they're showing me love coming your way, a really hot-looking guy. So I had a test that on. Okay?
Yeah. Thanks.
So that's glad. There's a, she's a funny lady, and she's saying, tell her that. She'll calm down, you know? So I'm telling her that, okay?
Yeah.
But she's saying to you, honey, she's saying, I sort of see you, like, you're learning, like, you're learning for, like, ever. You're never going to stop learning. Part of your journey is just learning, and you're going to be learning for the rest of your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I see you taking, like, classes, there's workshops. You're just going to be working and, like, learning, and there's going to be so many classes for you, okay? And my dog, Ginger, just wants to say to you, she wants to go for a ride with you, okay? But she's saying, Tasha, put the damn windows down, okay? She can't smell what's out there if you have the windows up. So I don't know. That's what I'm getting from Ginger. And that's what I have for you, honey. I'm going to turn you over to Carrie Ann, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
God bless you, honey.
Thank you, Missy.
Carrie Ann, are you there?
Hey, yeah, actually, I want to get tea myself. You made me, like, want tea. So, anyway. the last client that called in, the beautiful woman, like, she made me so parched because she's so dehydrated. So I was like, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn, now I want tea. So can you just repeat your name for me, sweetheart, please, again?
Keisha.
Oh, Keisha, mm-hmm. How beautiful. Keisha, I just wanted to let you know, I have four guardians, three family, one doctor, but my dad, my grandmother, my cousin, but the whole part about you that's really disparaging that my cousin keeps on saying, Joe, and even my grandmother backed up, is that sometimes in life you got to learn from your mistakes. And there's a lot of times when you were younger, you kind of never did. Because you were kind of that type of person that would always willing to, like, listen to other people, not yourself. But you're at the age right now, and this is the fundamental times, I understand. And my dad keeps on saying that it's time right now that you took a course in you. The whole point, and it's a course of being brave enough to finally love and be with you and your sensuality and the woman who you are. And the primary, the job status, and people around you, and you got to get the hell away from negative people, babe. You have to.
Yes.
You have
yes.
so many around you in your work environment. It just makes me nauseous. It just makes me sick because you are a good person, but they put you down for it. So
yeah.
I need you to understand.
Well, that's my home. That's the home, not work. That's home.
Well, at home, but well, you work at home also. They have you working at home doing whatever you're doing. So. They put both of them together, because when you leave your house comes with you, just so you know.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like bringing your home to work, so you kind of got both. I'm just letting you know.
No, you're picking it up right.
Huh?
I said, you're picking it up right.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's my guardians, yeah. They got it going on sometimes, right? But I just know for a fact that I don't know who's in your household or who the person is that or several people that are committed to not actually treating you the right way. And when you try to strike back, I understand. So my grandma says she shows me you striking back, but yet pulling back. Yet you talk the talk, you don't walk the walk. You're starting to do that now. You have to do it, and you got to get the hell out. Just so you know.
Yes, I do know that. I want to.
You gotta get the hell out, but it's finance. So, I understand that. It's finance. It's all about finance with you. Listen, you need to be treated like a woman. You need somebody that's going to accompany you, you know, and walk alongside you. You're very strong. Very.
Yes.
It's just that these people just make you weak because you just want to pull your hair out. You know, when you're around people like this, and I'll tell you from being and doing thousands of readings and being around people all the time, when you're around the negativity, it follows you no matter where you freaking go. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do or how you say it. You have to believe. You have to let the universe and everything else come at you. And you got to start finding peace because you don't have it. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you go to work, you're still carrying it. So I need you to understand that. I really do. I'm going to pull that with you tonight, and I'm going to keep with you. You're going to remember my voice because I'm telling you right now, it is time. Wake up tomorrow and don't let any of those fools bother you at all.
Okay.
You know what? You're thinking
I won't.
No, if you said the gun, I don't live with you live with. So I get it.
I got it. Right.
They're not
right.
easy people. All right. But
no.
They're not on the right thrusters either. So you got a lot of things against you, but you got a lot of things good for you too, babe. So you got a
yeah.
career. You know, you got a lot of funk, a lot of admiration, but you just it's time to find a new place to live. Even if it's a roommate, for crying out loud. But
Yeah,
I know. It's time. It's time to rock the boat, babe. It's time to rock the boat. So anyway, I just want to let you know, Amanda lady, that you, I understand. So my grandma said you also have strives in having relationships with family, with other people, but it's just that sometimes they don't get it, and they're not going to get it, and you can't fix it. So stop trying.
Nope. Right. I'm at that point.
I know you are. That's what I'm telling you. And you're going to keep it. You're going to remember this voice and art, this show and all the other beautiful ladies on here as far as our little, we're going to be the little ones that are on your back saying, today's your day. Today's your day. You know? Because this is why you called today. Because you called in tonight because you just can't take it anymore.
Well, do you have a prayer for me? Like a prayer I should say, I could say to my angels or...
That would be great, but I'm going to let – I've talked so much, so I'm going to give you over to the other beautiful woman. And
thank you so much. And you
take care of yourself and remember this voice.
Thank you.
In your head.
I will.
You understand?
Yes, I will.
All right, my love. Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Well, I kind of got lost in that, so let me come back to where I was.
I'm getting my reading along with hers.
What I have to tell you is you need to start finding some of the magic in those little things in life. You know, give yourself some of those greater gifts. When you're, you know, even at the grocery store, pick yourself up one of the $5 bouquets of flowers and bring them home and enjoy them. You deserve it. Treat yourself kindly. The people around you have not been. You know, it's not like the family life is horrible, but they just don't think about you in those sensitive ways, and you think about them in those sensitive ways all the time, and you do those small acts of kindness for them. But they don't reciprocate. So, since you're the person in the household that does those small acts of kindness, go out and buy yourself some small kindness. Flowers now and again. A cup of tea or coffee out where you can sit with a book and read it. Take some time for you. Don't give up, though. Because you really do have the courage. And face it, some of those things in our lives are the challenges that we have for us to learn our own lessons from. And some of those challenges are yours. So have the courage and believe in yourself. And when you see those people pushing the boundaries of the portions that they should be taking care of versus the portions that you feel are you're willing to take care of, you push back and you say, no, I think you can go ahead and take care of that. Now, it would be very good for you to learn if you want. I can supervise from this point on. It's yours. And start delegating and start giving things back to people. And then that's going to free you up to open up space for you to attract in more of what you deserve.
Okay. If we keep accepting what we don't deserve and we keep doing it over and over again, that's kind of the definition of crazy, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. We're expecting them to appreciate us, and they don't.
You
must make the change, and some of it is not going to be comfortable, and there's going to be great resistance, but that's okay. It's for their better self. If you can't do things all their life. It's like you can fish for them, or you can teach them to fish. So you can fish for them and feed them for a day, or you can teach them to fish for a lifetime. So get their fishing poles out of the closet and dust them off and hand them out. It's time for that. And then for you, there's two things. One of them is getting your priorities in order for you. And the main one is to bring the power of joy into your life. And so go out, like I said, go out, find, some girlfriends you haven't gotten a hold of in a long time, and go out and find that joy. Find places to laugh. If you don't have that, heck, go to a comedy club by yourself. Go find places to laugh. And bring joy. You deserve joy in your life. And you need to be around joyful people. And, I even believe there's meetups where you can find joyful groups. And, they start out, okay, we're going to start out by 5 minutes of laughing. And you laugh. And you'd be surprised. That stuff really, you laugh. I mean, I can hear the joy. You're very joyful.
No, it does work. I agree.
But I think. Yeah, but I think, there's been some people around you that have been kind of stealing that joy, and you need to let them do their thing, be them, and you be you, and find your power and your joy, and just walk forward with your head held high, because I believe in you. I believe you have the courage, and I believe you are at the point where you do believe in yourself, and you're ready to let those things, cut the apron strings and let those things go. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that resonates with you, Keisha.
All you ladies were fabulous, and you were right on point. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. Come back again very soon.
I will.
Bye-bye. Lovely. All right. Now, my next caller, let's see here if I can. My next caller, I believe, is this one from the 973 area code. 973, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello?
Noelle. There she was. Sorry. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I'm trying to move forward in my life with some things, and just seem like I'm kind of stuck at this moment. And I just wanted to see if you guys had any insight on it. Some things I've been working on for quite a while, and I'm just waiting for it to come to fruition.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what we've got. DC, what do you have for Jackie?
Yes, Jackie. This is DC. It's great to connect with you.
Thank you.
My dog is coming in from the other side, and she's saying, you know what? You are stuck. You're stuck in a rut. And do whatever you have to do to get out of that rut, Jackie. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying, come on, girlfriend, pull yourself out of that rut, And I have a woman in spirit. And I believe it's like a grandmother energy that's coming in. And this grandmother is, I'm getting, Ginger's calling her Nosy Rosie, because she'll read stuff that you leave on the counter if it's at a list or whatever, if you're going to the store or whatever. Whatever you leave around, she's starting to read. Okay?
Okay.
So she tries to connect with you. Like, I don't know if you think about a grandmother, but I'm getting, she tries to connect with you. Via your thoughts and everything, okay?
Okay.
And she's just saying, that you've got to get rid of, the deadwood in your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this is a time, that you've really got to do something different. And I'm getting like walking away. Are there people in your life that, you know, you shouldn't be around?
I have a bunch of people like that. I have a bunch of people like that. I mean, I don't hang out with them, but,
right.
You know.
Okay, so she's just saying walk away. And with you, like one of our previous callers, I'm getting really thirsty. Are you drinking enough water?
I could drink more.
Okay, and there's something that you're eating that's causing a food allergy, hon, okay? Listen
okay.
to your body. Start to take, you know, start to take notice of what you're consuming and have a food, you know, a food diary, because something that you're eating or drinking is causing an allergy, hon, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so we're running out of time. I'm going to turn you over to Carrie and then to Eileen, honey. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, sweetheart. Thank you so much for calling in. A little briefly, I know that we're running out of time. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to let you know that there's a stipulation with the mobility as far as finances. You're in a what they call a three-tier rut, my guardians. I have four. And what's going on also is romantically, there's a lot of things that need to be changed and get, because my dad comes in, which is one of my guardians, he comes in and states very firmly that you need to start reevaluating who you're with, who you're around, and what you're doing. And the rut that you're in is going to take you to the next level because you're going to learn from this. When you get
okay.
up tomorrow, when you get up tomorrow, and you need to find, I don't know what the situation is with job or money or what's going on, but you need more. Obviously, we all need more of it, but you really need to focus on just making your credit better, you're
mm-hmm.
establishing more of a payment, because you can't get anywhere but where you're at now. That's the bottom line. And you could only go, listen, honey, all you can do is go up, my love. All you can
mm-hmm.
do is go up. And you're going to be okay. Just don't surround yourself around so many negative people anymore. You've got to cut them out. You've got to. Because they're holding you back. And just say your prayers and make everything better and take what you have now and what you're doing and try to make something better of it. Have you thought about maybe just educating yourself a little bit more and getting
yes,
yourself
I thought,
into a different field?
I thought about going back to school to get my
you
master's.
You really need to. Yeah, you really do.
Yeah. My job is just like,
it's too much.
Not
it's, not,
fulfilling.
It's not you. You're bored. It's not you. It's not you at all. And you're not making enough money for what you're educated in. So you're a businesswoman, my love.
mm-hmm.
You need to act like that. Yes, you need to know your net worth. I understand, and you need to know your stability. And whoever you're with or whatever that's going on, I think right now sometime alone time would be great for you. Just so you know.
Yeah.
In order to put your focus on what's going on with you. So how long have you had your vehicle?
How long have I had what?
Your vehicle.
For a while, over 10 years.
Yeah, well, you need to understand that the undertow is a problem. When's the last time you had maintenance?
About a week ago. I had maintenance about a week ago. But I do have
yeah,
a vehicle that's in the shop, that went in the shop tonight.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. Don't let them rob you. Okay, I understand. My dad said, don't let them rob you. Okay? Bottom line is that some things are going to be paid for, but some things are not. And do you understand that... When you're very heavy on your brakes, just so you know. When you go to stop, you got to stop, and also you got to understand that when they look at your undertow, whatever that's going on with the vehicle, it's underneath the undertow. My dad said that there's just something going on with the as far as a leak. So you have
as far as the what?
There's like a leak that's going on. Yeah.
A leak. Yeah. My husband actually is having it checked out tonight.
Mhm.
He actually dropped the car off this evening.
Yeah, because it's just not right. It's not. It's also. It's just got. I understand. So it's coming from the trans, but it's like there's a little bit of a crack. They can seal it with mono glue. It's called mono seal. My dad said. And if when you talk to your husband, make sure that he, if they say to you, oh, you need this new that new, you don't. You just need it to be transformed into something better. So you don't need to put a lot of money into it to make it work again. Just so you know.
Right. He don't want to put a lot of money into it. The only reason why he didn't buy a new vehicle.
No,
was because we were trying to get this house.
Well, I understand. The house is a big thing. It's all about finance, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Credit and finance with you. Well, it is. Unfortunately, I have to let you go. So,
okay.
If you want to book a reading or whatever, you can just go to Facebook. It's Carrie Ann Hartley,
And you can book a reading with any of us, and we'll just help you out even further. Because you really need to, you need a depth reading, just so you know. You really do.
I
need
a what?
You need an in-depth reading. It's
okay.
Really important. It's imperative. So let us know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless.
Thank you, love.
All right, Jackie. I'm going to go ahead and forego so that we can take at least one more caller tonight. Jackie, thank you so much for calling Angel Antics. And we look
thank
forward
you.
To hearing from you again soon. Bye-bye. All right, one more caller I can take here is 708. 708, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to? Hello? 708, are you there? Hello? I don't have anybody there. So let's take this one. No. 613, area code 613. We can give you a real quick reading. What's your name?
Hi there. It's Jody calling.
Hey, Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you girls?
We're doing
great.
Good. We're having a great time.
Yeah, we have
That's
a guest
awesome.
Reader, so I'd like her to be able to give you a reading. And so, DC, do you want to go first? And I'll let you and Carrie Ann jump in tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine, Aileen. Hi. You know what, honey? I want to ask you, what is coming up? I'm getting there's going to be a big celebration around you coming up.
Oh.
So I don't know what it is.
This year? Well, I have a big birthday this year. Maybe that's it.
So I'm getting big celebration. Okay. So that's probably what it is. And I'm getting, Jody, please, you know, you've got to honor the light within you. You've got, you know, you've got so much light. And it's there, and it's just shining so brightly for others to, you know, to really to see that light and to just join you and be able to share their essence as well, okay? Get rid of the fear
okay.
that you're holding on to, okay? And
okay.
I'm getting there's, you know, there's a grandmother in spirit, and she wants you to stop worrying so much. And you worry too much about what others think, okay?
Yeah.
And she's
okay.
saying, just be that beautiful, amazing person that you are,
okay?
And she's saying, you know, she's there to help you. I see like an entourage of angels. You have a divine team helping you to make any decision that needs to be made, hon. Okay, Jody?
Okay.
So just stay positive. You know, use, you know, positive words. And I hear the grandmother. She's like knocking. You ever hear like a knocking when you're resting or something? Because I hear like a knock, knock, knock.
No.
Okay, because I'm hearing, like, a little bit of a knocking. Maybe if you just be, like, a little bit more aware, okay?
Okay. Okay.
During your quiet time. And she's asking you, she's trying to help you to get better, like, in balance, you know, in your life and bring a little bit of harmony back, okay? And she's
okay.
saying, Jody, you've got a lot of mind chatter going on. So she wants to help you, like, with the mind chatter, okay?
Hello?
Did we lose Jody, Aileen?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I lost a whole bunch of people.
Yeah,
wow.
That's weird. It's all
well, I knocking. I had a spirit knocking, and I like I said, it was her
yeah.
grandparent.
Uh-huh. Well, we were rocking
wow.
it tonight, so
yeah,
we like, knocked everybody off the surface.
Yeah, they basically knocked all but one caller off, and that was Jackie. Her line is still on. And the three of us are still on, and that's it. Everybody else, and I had like 12 callers on there, and the rest dropped off. That was really
wow.
weird.
That's weird.
Anyway,
well, that's
let's go ahead
yeah.
and close the show.
Okay.
Thank those of us that are still here. Welcome.
Well,
and
I
love you.
I want to thank you, girls,
anybody
for letting me come on the show. I wanted to just say thank you so much for letting me come on the show. I appreciate it, and I love to come on the show and do readings with you. I think it's awesome. And
all
right.
Well,
all
thank you.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Oh,
so anytime you need to get got in or whatever.
Go ahead and tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Well, my website is being launched on Monday. It's camedium.com, and everything's on there, and there's new beginnings there, so exciting news. But other than that, it's Facebook. It's Carrie Ann Hartley. It's dash Carrie Ann, like the Hollies record. And then my Instagram is Carrie Ann underscore medium. So please, if you want a reading or get everything, you have to get to know everything about it. I just want them to reach out to either one of us, everyone. So everybody needs help.
Right. Yes, and that's why there's more and more light workers every day, because there's more and more people that need more and more help. There's always mm-hmm. enough to go around. It's called abundance. All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight here at Angel Antics. Come back again and visit with myself, Eileen Powers, and my beautiful, magnificent, loving co-host, DC Love. I love you all. Thanks for coming tonight.
Bye.
Good night, DC.
Love
good
you.
Night, Carrie Ann.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, loving. Bye.
Bye.